everyone, if they live long enough, will most likely end up having some type of disability. People with disabilities are guaranteed the same rights as able-bodied people to vote.
Thanks to the Americans with Disability Act that was passed in 1990, ensures that anyone with a disability has access to in-person voting.
That's Vanessa Pruitt, a visually impaired woman living in Kennewick. There are federal voting protections that must be followed by every state. Washington State uses mail-in voting, but people can also go to the auditor's office and vote in person. If a voter needs assistance, they can let the auditor know, and two county staff will assist the voter. Privacy booths are also available on request. Benton County Auditor Brenda Chilton wants more people to know about voting accommodations, such as the accessible voting units in Richland.
It's really just a ballot marking tool, so it helps them mark their ballot, and then they're able to print that ballot.
These units are set at wheelchair height, with a monitor and a colorful keypad with Braille characters, and headphones for those with visual impairments. A computer voice reads through the selections on the ballot.
United States. U.S. Senator.
There are three choices.
Patty Murray. Tiffany Smiley.
After the voter makes their selections, the ballot is printed and eventually counted. But since 2020, only one person has used the machines. Chilton wants more people to know about these accommodations and to understand the county is here to help.
In reality, even though we call it an accessible voting unit, it can be used by anybody.
The auditor's office will also provide curbside voting for those who can't enter the building. If a voter is not able to come into the voting annex, they can let the auditor know, and two county employees will be sent to their location. Vanessa Pruitt said before getting accommodations, she had to rely on caretakers to assist in filling out her ballot, caretakers who didn't always recognize her independence and right to make her own voting choices.
They know that helping someone vote may be perceived as having control over the voter.
She says these sorts of accommodation measures allow voters with disabilities to freely exercise their right to vote without repercussions.
So I have to make it clear that this is specifically what I want you to do. I don't want to be in a position where I felt before, where I was feeling that the quality of the care would be affected with a conflicting vote of my choice.
Shanna Larder is the executive administrator for the Edith Bischel Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired in Kennewick, which provides a newsletter to 500 clients throughout the region, relaying information about VoteWA.gov. That's where any voter can find information about candidates and ballot initiatives and check the status of their ballot. She says the website includes accessibility features, such as audio.
They also have a PDF where you can enlarge the letters and stuff to be able to read it if you're visually impaired.
Larder says 3% of people in Benton and Franklin County are visually impaired. For voters who are overseas or whose ballots have been lost or damaged, or voters who just want to stay home, anyone with access to a printer can use the online markable ballot, says Stuart Holmes, the acting director of elections for the Secretary of State.
This online markable ballot is actually designed to be usable with screen readers or other assistive technology.
Ballots are rejected if not signed correctly, but Holmes says the signature page is designed specifically for people living with disabilities. Instead of a signature line, voters are told to simply sign anywhere on the last page. Vanessa Pruitt says all these accommodations are trying to achieve the same goal, to make voting possible for every citizen.
I need to make sure that I have all the dots and all the T's crossed and everything that is in place, because it is very important to have my voice heard.
In-person registration and voting in Washington State is open until the evening of the general election, November 8th. In Richland, I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.